It is official now, the sale of the Rutland Herald and Barry Montpelier Times Argus. Up until now, the largest continuously owned family newspapers in America was finalized on Friday afternoon. The papers were sold at an undisclosed price to Reed Brower, principal owner of Maine Today Media, and Chip Harris, the former CEO of Upper Valley Press. The Upper Valley Press has been printing both papers since 2011. The sale of the Herald and Times Argus was announced shortly after news broke that checks to some newsroom staffers had bounced and details emerged about the financial struggles of those papers. And joining me on the line to discuss the transition now is Chris Miles, CEO of Alliance Press and also the executive in charge of the transition with this sale. Chris, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Good morning.
Congratulations first on the sale. We're wondering what comes next with this ownership transfer. For example, do you anticipate any layoffs of staff at the Herald or Times Argus?
We haven't. We're just getting started. We're, you know, with the closing on Friday, we're getting started analyzing. We've had a little bit of time while the transaction was being negotiated and closed. But we're just looking to create a sustainable model for the papers, and hopefully we'll be able to get more news to you soon.
In speaking with Reed Brower and Chip Harris recently, they were telling me that they really believe in these papers, they believe in the staff, and they like what they saw. They wouldn't have bought the papers. I am wondering, though, if the staffers will have to reapply for their jobs as the transition occurs.
Well, that's a function of an asset purchase transaction. So it's as far as I know, a lot of them already have done that. It's basically just a shuffle of paperwork to show that they now work for Vermont Community Media versus the former company.
Talking about the sale a little bit, I understand that the sale was made just of the newspapers themselves. No property was bought. The Herald building itself was not purchased. And I'm wondering why that is. Does it have something to do with the lien that was put on the building, some outstanding money still owed? And I wonder if the group does plan to purchase that building at any time in the future.
No. Reed and Chip are not in the real estate business. And Reed in particular, who I run other companies for, has not traditionally bought real estate. It's not a core business for him.
Was there any debt assumed with the purchase at all of these papers?
No.
No. I'm wondering also about the print schedule for the Rutland Herald and Times Argus, because one of the things that happened before the sale was that the papers stopped printing their actual hard copy print editions from Monday to Wednesday. In speaking initially with Reed Brower, he told me this is something that the group may want to revisit, that they may be planning to start printing those editions again, give people actual hard copies of the paper. Do you think that's something that might happen?
Absolutely. We don't have any firm plans in place yet, but frequency is definitely one of the in the top five on our list to try to figure out.
And what about paywalls and that sort of thing moving forward? Is that going to be a necessary part of bringing these papers to folks online?
Absolutely. You know, news and information is our core, one of our core products, and we invest a lot of money, whether it's in Rutland or Barrie or any of the other locations we're in, and you know, the money we invest to create that content and report on the comings and goings of each town is expensive. We have to protect that content.
Chris Miles is CEO of Alliance Press and executive in charge of the transition for the sale of the Rutland Herald and Barrie Montpelier Times Argus. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.